For some years now, I have had a tradition that I do on New Year's Day, which I will do later on today. And I will take my calendar. I'm still yet not into the digital age, so everything is still written down in this paper calendar. And what I do is I go through and I write in all of the significant names of people whose one birthdays I want to remember. And as I put their name in, I take a moment to pray for them for the beginning of the year. I will put in wedding anniversaries, and I will pray for those particular couples. And then I will also put in the dates of significant people in my life who have died, such as my father who died 8 years ago and my sister who died just a year ago this past December 30th. And I pray for them. And in doing that, I believe that what I'm doing is I'm doing what the one line in the gospel that Mary did. Reflecting. Reflecting not on things, but reflecting on the people in my life. And what importance and what role they have been in my life. And in particular, how they have blessed my life. And how I believe they continue to bless my life. But it also reminds me that I too have been a blessing to these people in the past year and pray that I might do the same. And also, I would invite us to maybe do something similar, to remember those who have been a blessing in your life, those whom you have blessed. And then one of the other things that I was struck by in the gospel was how the shepherds went in haste. And part of our prayer might be this year, not that we go and do things in haste. Yes, there will be places that you and I will be called to that we need to go to and be to very quickly. But the prayer might be, when we arrive, can we not be in haste to have to either leave or say something, but simply just to be present. I'm sure the shepherds took plenty of time and they were there simply to be there without haste, to stay and be with Mary and Joseph and Jesus. And to be mindful of Mary, to be mindful of how she believed and trusted that the Lord would be with her and that the Lord was with her. And for us to believe and know that as we go into the new year, the Lord is there with us. He is present as he has been. He will be present as we go into the new year. And maybe remember that phrase that we celebrated Advent with. Believe in God's promise. And it might be that we trust in God's promise. That we hope in God's promise. And then we do believe in God's promise. Let's pray with that as we go into the new year, knowing that we don't need to go in haste. God is there always to be with us. We have been blessed, and we know that God is faithful. Let's pray with that as we begin this new year. Let's stand for our prayers of the faithful.